Well, a big South Carolina agribusiness recently announced an expansion. To give us some details, I'm talking with South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. And Commissioner, a long-standing seed company spreading its wings a little bit. Tell us about it.
Well, that's right. And this is really a good story. And it hopefully is just an example of how agribusiness, I hope people will see it as an example of how agribusiness sometimes just grows one little small increment at a time. And this is a good example wherein Mixon Seed Service over in Orangeburg, mm-hmm. neighbors of mine for, 40 years, purchased the LB Wanamaker Seed Company over in Calhoun County mm-hmm. in St. Matthews. And, of course, they've been neighbors of mine for of the area for two generations at least. Mm-hmm. So to see that facility, as Mr. Luther Wanamaker is retiring, to see that facility get new life with this purchase is one thing, but then to know that it will create more markets for farmers is really why the Department of Agriculture is supporting this move for this expansion.
And this is really going to expand or broaden their horizon as far as their offerings, too, isn't it? I understand that Wanamaker specializes, really has a reputation for wildlife mixes, and this is going to sort of broaden the portfolio for Mixon. Is that right?
That's exactly right. And, again, when we took a look at this project, they gave us an estimate of how many more dollars of seed they would contract with farmers. And again, that's the example I'm talking about, that this investment by Mixon mm-hmm. to keep Wanamaker Seed operational will provide markets for farmers in excess of $1 million to grow these seed crops for them to process and bag up and, you know, sell to the deer hunters and the people who plant wildlife crops like that, and cover crops.
And I understand Mixon is also cooperating with Clemson University and SC State on some projects as well.
Well, that's right. Because they got that participation in the big Climate Smart grant that Clemson and South Carolina State got, they needed extra capacity. So in order to fulfill their part in this grant, they now have the capacity, added capacity to do it. So, again, it's a lot of pieces sort of falling together, if you will, with what looks like a relatively small expansion, but with a big impact.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a win-win for everybody, for Mixon, for Wanamaker, the employees, and for, of course, the customers and folks that they have been serving for so long in South Carolina. So this is a good day for an awful lot of people in South Carolina.
That's right. So we're happy to see this as one of our one more way that our agribusiness industry in South Carolina just keeps expanding. You know, one little project at a time, and sometimes big projects, sometimes small ones, but all toward making our industry just a little more viable in South Carolina.
With South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.